Is there never a man in all Scotland, from the highest estate to the lowest degree, that can show himself now before the king? Scotland is so full of treachery. Yes, there is a man in Westmoreland, and Johnny Armstrong they do him call. He has no lands nor rents coming in, yet he keeps 8 score men within his hall. He has horse and harness for them all, and goodly steeds that be milk-white, with their goodly belts about their necks, with hats and leathers all alike. The king, he writes a loving letter, and with his own hand so tenderly, and hath sent it unto Johnny Armstrong to come and speak with him speedily. When John he looked this letter upon, good Lord, he looked as blithe as a bird in a tree. I was never before a king in my life, my father, my grandfather, nor none of us three. But seeing we must go before the king, Lord, we will go most gallantly. Ye shall every one have a velvet coat laid down with golden laces three. And ye shall every one have a scarlet cloak laid down with silver laces five, with your golden belts about your necks, with hats and brave feathers alike. But when John he went from Giltnock Hall, the wind it blew hard and full fast it did rain. Now fare thee well, thou Giltnock Hall. I fear I shall never see thee again. Now Johnny is to Edinburgh gone, with his 8 score men so gallantly, and every one of them on a milk-white steed, with their bucklers and swords hanging to their knee. But when John came, the king, before, with his 8 score men so gallant to see, The king, he moved his bonnet to him. He thought he had been a king as well as he. Oh, pardon, pardon, my sovereign liege, pardon for my 8 score men and me. For my name it is Johnny Armstrong, and a subject of yours, my liege, said he. Away with thee, thou false traitor, no pardon will I grant to thee. But tomorrow morning by 8 of the clock, I will hang up thy 8 score men and thee. Then Johnny looked over his left shoulder and to his merry men thus said he, I have asked grace of a graceless face. No pardon there is for you or me. Then John pulled out his nut-brown sword, and it was made of metal so free. Had not the king moved his foot as he did, John had taken his head from his fair body. Come, follow me, my merry men all. We will scorn one foot for to fly. It shall ne'er be said we were hung like dogs. We will fight it out so manfully. Then they fought on like champions bold, for their hearts were sturdy, stout, and free. Till they had killed all the king's good guard, there was none left alive but 2 or 3. But then rose up all Edinburgh, they rose up by the thousands three. A cowardly Scot came John behind, and run him through the fair body. Said John, fight on, my merry men all. I'm a little wounded, but am not slain. I will lay me down for to bleed a while, then I'll rise and fight with you again. Then they fought on like madmen all, till many a man lay dead upon the plain. For they were resolved, before they would yield, that every man would there be slain. So there they fought courageously, till most of them lay dead there and slain. but little musgrove that was his footpage, with his bonny gristle got away untain. But when he came to Giltnock Hall, the lady spied him presently. What news, thou little footpage? What news from thy master and his company? My news is bad, lady, he said, which I do bring, as you may see. My master Johnny Armstrong is slain, and all his gallant company. Yet thou art welcome, O my bonny gristle, full oft thou hast been fed with corn and hay, but now thou shalt be fed with bread and wine, and thy sides shall be spurred no more, I say. Oh, then bespake his little son, as he sat on his nurse's knee, if ever I live to be a man, my father's death revenged shall be.